This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, October 4th. If you misbehave on Carnival, you're going to have to pay the price. Carnival Cruise Line has updated its code of conduct to reflect a $500 fine if guests violate the rules. The update outlines what's acceptable and unacceptable aboard a Carnival ship. This is in response to the recent fights aboard several Carnival ships, including Carnival Magic in June and Carnival Elation in July. And we can't forget Carnival Sunrise last month. Guests who break the code of conduct can also be held liable for expenses incurred by Carnival as a result of detainment or debarkation. Last month, the cruise line implemented a fleet-wide curfew. Guests 17 and under must be out of the ship's public areas by 1 a.m. if not accompanied by an adult. Good for Carnival. And Norwegian Cruise Line has eliminated all of its COVID-19 testing, masking, and vaccination requirements effective today, October 4th. This means that unvaccinated guests will no longer need to present a negative COVID-19 test aboard the ship. Previously, unvaccinated passengers 12 and up had to show proof of a negative test to get on board. Norwegian Cruise Line President Harry Sommer said, quote, "Many travelers have been patiently waiting to take their long-awaited vacation at sea, and we cannot wait to welcome their return. The only exception to these changes are voyages that visit destinations with continued COVID-19 travel requirements." And good news for some crew members. Two cruise lines have dropped their mask mandates for crew, according to a letter provided by CrewCenter.com. Employees aboard Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises will no longer need to wear a mask in guest or crew areas. Since the restart, crew members have been wearing masks both inside and out, with many crew members not returning to the ships because of the mask mandate. We'll see if other cruise lines follow soon. And cruise line stocks were down to flat on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 2.5, 6.85. Royal Caribbean flat, 37.59. And Norwegian flat, 11.40. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Carnival Radiance here in the Gulf of Catalina, I think. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio.